find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMMM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it will go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on the second day of January 2006. Can't believe I'm saying the word 2006, but it is true, folks. Time marches on. You try to hold back the time, the hands of time, it'll just rip your arms out of the socket. At any rate, welcome to the broadcast of the new year, first broadcast of the year 2006. Some of you may have noticed in the previous 2 hours, there has been a talk show host change. Stan Solomon has agreed to come on the network for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. And I'll tell you what, he's going to cover some issues that are not going to be popular with a few people out there. But that's okay. Stan's got thick skin. Give the guy a chance. Don't call me up or call another talk show host up talking about any other talk show host. You must have the guts and the moxie to go right to the source and make any challenges. It's going to be interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Stan has agreed to come on, and he was in radio for years and years and years. He's still active. He does a program out of Boston with Effley Bailey's brother. And he was on shortwave for a number of years on WWCR. I don't know exactly how many years. But there's going to be probably some topics he's going to cover, and he's repeatedly warned people that some of the stuff I'm going to say is probably not going to rub you the right way, and some of the things I do say are going to do so. But you need to give the man a chance and tune in. He's on from 2 to 4 p.m., and that is Central Time right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I think it's going to be interesting. He's a professional. He's a pro. And he's in his 60s. I take it he's in his early 60s. But he's been doing radio for a long time. So I'm just pleased to no end to have this guy on the air. And you know, he's a supporter of Israel, and there are people out there that are. Now, we can do what we can do in the availability of information. I generally like to go to sources on my information, and we will continue to do so. Enough said on that subject. Speaking of what's happening to this country under the neoconish Patriot Act, Homeland Security, yes, it's the motherland. I don't think we could quite call it the fatherland, but it is the motherland. And the changes that have taken place since September 11th, 2001. That's right, 5 years ago, folks. I mean, 5 years, yeah. It's getting a little thick. Actually, about 4.5 years ago. But at any rate, 150-plus 9/11 smoking guns found in the mainstream media. By the way, the mainstream media in the 1950s, or actually in 1993, there was over 50 companies that owned the majority of U.S. media. That means newspapers, magazines, TV, radio stations, books, music, movies, videos, wire services, and photo agencies. Well, in 93, there were over 50. In 2004, there's only 5. So there's a group of 5 people controlling the information that you get every day. Doesn't that make you feel good? We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
NSA snooping and Israeli connection question by our own Greg Szymanski. Year ends with NSA snooping issue while readers question New York Times censorship and biased reporting relating it to protecting and favoring Israeli interest over U.S. and the rest of the world. We'll get into that issue. Gestapo administration by Paul Craig Roberts talking about George Bush. There are people out there that like George Bush, and there are people out there that would like George Bush to be doing a better job. Well, only honest people do honest things. And if you're a representative of what they call a secular government, well, you're going to get a mishmash, a hodgepodge. You're going to have a few positive things, but the majority of what George Bush has done so far, and they're kind of turning it into a three-ring circus, which I'm sorry to see, because this is not about politics, folks. This isn't about being a Democrat or a Republican. It's about right or wrong, but more importantly, what's constitutional. And, yeah, I know there's a few holes in the Constitution you can drive a tractor trailer through sideways. Yeah, we're aware of that. I'd like to see a few amendments to the Constitution. The first amendment to the Constitution I'd like to see, among some other changes, is that you can't go against the Constitution. If you try to, you're just promptly taken out on the street corner and hung up by your neck. There's a reason why politicians, folks, that's right, they raise their hand to protect and defend the Constitution against and the country against enemies, foreign and domestic. I don't have to recount that. You already know it. Police officers, military do the same thing. But there just seems to be a little bit of confusion as to what the Constitution really means. You know, words are words. Words have true meanings. But we've got a president up there that he just wants to be king, and we want a Congress that's irresponsible enough to hand over to the president stuff that they themselves, by the Constitution, mandated by the Constitution, that they should do. But they're finding ways of getting out of that. I guess if you give up your constitutional duty, okay, and pass it on to somebody else, somehow that exonerates you from the great sins that you're seeing committed against the people of this country. It doesn't work that way. That's kind of a Nuremberg excuse, folks. It ain't going to wash. All right. 150 9/11 smoking gun. Guns found in the mainstream media. You know what I'm going to do? Because I think the biggest issue for this year, and there's a lot of stuff being thrown in the way, we've still got our war in Iraq that is not a war anymore. It ended in March. That's right. We were victorious. The battle's over, but our soldiers are still dying. See, this is what happens when you nation build. This is what happens when you use your police, or I'm sorry, your military as policemen. And I don't remember anybody in Iraq passing a resolution saying, yes, United States, come on in and save us from Saddam Hussein. Especially, a lot of people think Saddam Hussein is insane. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I don't think that he's crazy at all. He doesn't want to have that much to do with the United States. There was big oil deals. The information will bear this out. There's a lot more to the smoking gun, folks, than really meets the eye and meets the ear, because there's a lot of information that's being suppressed. The Bush White House went into overdrive back in November to try to put a happy face on his entire scheme of things that he wants to accomplish during his tenure. And one of them is the free trade area of Americas. Tell me that that's good, George Bush. Free trade area of Americas, the counterpart to the European Union, to eventually be melded into one world government. Don't think that's a good plan. Don't think that's the proper way to go. Shame on you, Georgie. And like I said, there's going to be some people that are going to hope against hope that this guy pulls his head out of the dark, dank place that it's been in, that hole that he's buried it in. But he's pulled it out and taken the advice of his advisors, and since November, he has been on the defensive. Actually, the offensive for the war in Iraq, the impending war on Iran and Syria. And what a lot of people don't understand is they're following the roadmap to peace. That's right. The Likud party and Ariel Sharon's roadmap to peace, using the United States to basically go to war and kill their opposition. Do I care that Iraq or Iran has a couple of lousy nuclear weapons? No, since the neighbor that has vowed to kill them has over 400. I'm all for defensive postures, ladies and gentlemen. And you watch where this whole conversation kind of goes to. Because if you know the United Nations and their agenda, it's a three-phase disarmament programming. And the program, it mandates and dictates without exception that in the third stage of this, that that's right, nuclear weapons are to be looked at as very bad. You know, just ask George. Weapons of mass destruction, yes, the Iraqis had them. Well, yeah, and some people claim that they have satellite photos of the weapons of mass destruction being carted across the country into Syria before the Americans got there. That's why they weren't there. Well, you know what? We sold them a lot of these so-called weapons of mass destruction, but you watch where this is going to entirely morph, okay? Well, should Israel have all these nuclear weapons if their neighbors don't have nuclear weapons? Well, that's the argument. But then it's going to morph into a more poignant argument for the United Nations. Is going to be, well, we don't need nuclear weapons out there. You know, because nuclear weapons, ladies and gentlemen, when you're doing a world government, you've got some people out there that are just not going to, just absolutely not going to go along with a world totalitarian government. And that's one world government. And they're not going to go along with it. And if they're holdouts and they have nuclear weapons, I mean, folks, we've been witnessing for how many years now? We have little coalitions of people that get together, brain fart, and scheme and scam and everything else, and we get a bunch of people to go beat up on the one guy that they are outing. So, you're going to see that nuclear weapons are bad. And what do you want to make a bet here? Because it's been predicted, okay? It's been predicted that the United States, demonstrating moral superiority, is going to make the first move on disarmament. Now, we saw some of this during the 70s and the 80s, okay? Inviting the Russian generals over here while they're still maintaining their nuclear arsenal, putting boomers out to sea, what, every 6 months, every 2 months, whatever the case may be. Yeah, they're over here with photo ops blowing up our Minuteman silos. Well, we've not used nuclear weapons in a war, except World War II, and some people like to debate whether we should have used nuclear weapons. Some people have brought up the point that the majority of Christians that lived in Japan were, that's right, living in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Coincidence? It could be. Maybe it isn't. But we were the first aggressors with nuclear weapons. Well, the rest of the world has caught on to the nuclear game, and only madmen would, for political purposes, well, isn't that what politics is? War is the extension of politics? But that's a solution that nobody can live with because it's real hard on the furniture, kills a lot of people, makes areas uninhabitable, it's very bad for business. So I don't see people wanting to use nuclear weapons because, well, it's insane. And even insane people have moments of clarity. You know, to kill off themselves, their entire country, their entire people, for what? Yeah, I don't think the Muslims over there are that fanatical. There are elements in there that are mixed, just as well as there's elements in everything. But this is going to wash out. But if you watch and wait for the program to be plugged back in, I think you'll see what I'm saying is going to bear to be true. We are going to have a world government, according to the global elite, the globalist, that it's a must. There's too many people, there's too many things that have to be managed, and on and on and on it goes. They'll promise economic, you know, it's just going to be a boon here under these guys. You know, economies, third world countries are sharing all this wealth, and well, everything is just going to be fine. And exactly the opposite has taken place and will continue to take place. So their rhetoric doesn't meet the rubber on the road, so to speak. It's hollow. It's a program and a scam to bring you world government. And if people are not cognizant of that, they haven't seen the handwriting on the wall, they're ignoring it, whatever the case may be. Well, enough said on that subject. Planned before, and talking about future ideas, 1962, U.S. military drafted Operation Northwoods. That's right. Planned to commit terror in U.S. cities and kill innocent Americans to trick the public into supporting the war against Cuba. It's on ABC, folks. By the way, this is on our website. And everything is annotated. Everything will take you to the information provided or the clips or whatever the case may be. So you don't have to have any fear that we're making any of this stuff up. We're just reporting what's been reported. And we're talking about, oh, that's right. Remember I said it right before the first break? Five corporations now controlling the majority of U.S. media. A lot easier to control five different entities or maintain control over an entity through five entities rather than 50-some. You know, you have 50 different entities out there reporting news, somebody's going to slip up and tell the truth. Not necessarily so with only five corporations controlling the majority of the media, none of which, ladies and gentlemen, control this one. March 01, The X-Files, the spinoff show, depicts U.S. pilot to hijack a Boeing 727 and crash it into the World Trade Center to blame it on foreign terrorists to provoke war. This is an important subject, folks. This is the subject. Yeah, we've got a lot of other stuff going on, but take a look at the destruction. Just a vengeance against the Constitution and its principles. Principles behind the Constitution. We're being run by unprincipled people that don't even believe in the Constitution anymore. It's just outdated and outmoded, and it doesn't work well in a global elite society. It just gets in the way all the time. Well, that's what it was supposed to do. We'll come back. We'll go through these reasons, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason why this should be on number one on the list for the year 2006. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Happy New Year. It better be a better year than it was in 2005. That's all I can say. 2005 has been wiped out of my memory. On the issue of Plan Before, talked about Operation Northwoods, the X-Files spinoff show. I forget the name of that show. Appeared in March of 01. Oh, that's right. A 727 crashes in the World Trade Center. And the preparation side of this. In 99, NORAD starts conducting exercises in which airplanes are hijacked and crashed into targets, which included the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. That was in USA Today. October of 2000, Pentagon conducts emergency training exercises of mock passenger plane crash into the Pentagon. It came from the Army. All these are annotated, folks. It all has its sources. Go to the website. Look for the 150-plus 9/11 smoking guns. April 1st, NORAD requests a war games event of having a terrorist group hijack a commercial airline and fly it into the Pentagon. It was in the Boston Globe in April of 01. August of 01, Raytheon and the U.S. Air Force successfully land pilotless Boeing 727 using military GPS landing system that enables ground control to take control of hijacked planes. That was in Der Spiegel, and that's also from the Raytheon Corporation itself. September of 01. That's right. 25,000 British troops ensemble in Oman near Afghanistan for Operation Swift Sword and will help the U.S. in attacking the OBL. That's BBC and the Telegraph. U.S. pulls the plug on Muslim websites just days before 9/11. That was in The Guardian. September 7th, Jeb Bush puts the Florida National Guard on alert, myflorida.com and WorldNet Daily. FEMA rescuer says he was deployed to New York City night before 9/11. That was a CBS video. Go up there. It's on the site. FEMA was scheduled to participate in an attack drill in New York City the day after 9/11. And that came directly from the 9/11 Commission and NYC.gov. September 11, Fort Belvoir near the Pentagon was conducting an exercise to test the security at the base in case of a terrorist attack. That came out of the Connection newspaper. September 11th, an airport emergency operations exercise is being conducted at Fort Myer, a mile from the Pentagon. Prior knowledge. Attorney General John Ashcroft stops flying commercial aircraft 3 months before 9/11. September 3rd, just a couple of days before the event, author Salman Rushdie given U.S. air ban. That came out of the publication Ananova. September 4th, an Israeli-owned shipping company moves out of the World Trade Center. That was the Virginian Pilot, Real Estate Weekly. September 8th, Marine Aviation Group moves further away from where the explosion at the Pentagon will happen. That came right out in the Leatherneck. September 10th, the day before, a group of top Pentagon officials canceled travel plans for next morning because of security concerns. Newsweek. San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown receives travel warning 8 hours before attacks. That was the San Francisco Chronicle. Who made that phone call? Condoleezza Rice. Isn't it nice to know that we have a Secretary of State that has a crystal ball and can predict the future? If she could tell Willie not to fly the next day because of security concerns, well, you see the drift. Employees at Israeli Instant Messenger Company received text message warning about attacks 2 hours prior. That came out of Haaretz and Washington Post. Rumsfeld predicts terror attacks in U.S. 2 minutes before first World Trade Center plane crash. That came out of the Fayetteville Observer. And later predicts Pentagon crash minutes prior. That came out of the Telegraph, folks. They've got these crystal balls. I don't know what kind of balls they have. I don't know if they're crystal, but it would suggest some prior knowledge, don't you think? White House staff given Cipro on 9/11, a full month before first cases of anthrax reported, and that was in the Washington Post. And folks, it's a good way to send a message by way of U.S. Postal Service, telling people that, yes, there can be terrorist attacks, but they're not identifying who the terrorists. Did they ever come up with who mailed that anthrax? Isn't it strange how that story just fell off? I mean, the potential for death and destruction using weapons-grade anthrax in the U.S. mails. And, well, the FBI just can't seem to find out who sent those letters. Maybe the FBI should start checking with the government. Start there first. Decoying on and standing down. September 9th, NORAD conducts Operation Northern Vigilance, planned months in advance, which deploys fighter jets to the Alaskan region. That came out of NORAD and the Toronto Star. Three F-16 jet fighters from Andrews Air Force Base, 15 miles from the Pentagon. Well, they're flown 180 miles away for training mission the morning of 9/11. It came out of Aviation Week. Andrews Air Force Base, home to D.C. Air National Guard and Air Force 1 and 2, had no jet fighters on alert on 9/11. Newsday, USA Today. U.S. intel agency planned exercise to simulate plane crash into government building morning of 9/11. Boston Globe, USA Today. NORAD was running war games called Vigilant Guardian, in which the commander in charge thought the first hijacking was part of the exercise. That came out of Aviation Week and the New York Observer. FAA bans takeoffs at 9:26 a.m. for all civilian military or law enforcement aircraft. That's the FAA and the Times. Let me see. Shoot-down authorization was not communicated to NORAD until 28 minutes after Flight 93 crashed. That came out of the 9/11 Commission and the Seattle Post. Rumsfeld, General Myers confirmed there were a total of four war games on 9/11. And this came from Representative McKinney's questioning, and that was on C-SPAN. We'll come back, folks, with probably the biggest story, and shall continue to be a big story. They're doing everything they can to cover it up, hoping you'll forget about it. Well, we won't hear, will we? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The list is long and it continues, folks. World Trade Center landlord leased the entire World Trade City complex. Did I say city? World Trade Center complex for 6 weeks before the attacks. WTC officials recently took steps to secure towers against aerial attacks by installing bulletproof windows and fireproof doors in the 22nd floor computer command center. 2 week heightened security alert at World Trade Center is lifted and bomb sniffing dogs are abruptly removed days before 9/11. Occupant in the World Trade Center says weeks before attacks they had unusual amounts of evacuations from the World Trade Center and says he thinks they had an inkling something was going on. 6:47 a.m., WTC's 7 fire alarm is placed on an 8-hour test mode, which any alarms received are ignored. You know, the building just burnt down, folks. Steel frame building just burnt to the ground. First time ever happened in history. It just burned to the ground. And, of course, we had to pull the building. They blew it up. Basement worker at North World Trade Center. North hears explosion below him, then a rumble above him, and he saw a severely burnt man come out of the basement elevator. We've had Mr. Rodriguez that can verify that. We've had him on the program. He was a janitor at the World Trade Center. CEO from South World Trade Center is invited to early morning charity event at Alfred Air Force Base, hosted by billionaire Warren Buffett, and is escorted to TV by military officers and sees second plane crash into her offices. A missile was reportedly launched from the Woolworth Building near the World Trade Center. Don't know about that one. Rudy Giuliani says he was told South World Trade Center was going to collapse. WTC landlord says he gets a call from the fire chief about the World Trade Center 7, and he recommends him to pull it, and after they decide to pull, they all watch the 7 building collapse. 4 WTC rescuers say they were waited around for WTC 7 to collapse. The collapse of the 47-story World Trade Center 7 skyscraper hardly gets any media attention at all. World Trade Center 7 becomes steel high-rise building in history, first one to collapse solely from an alleged fire. Passport is found belonging to alleged hijacker whose plane crashed into the World Trade Center. Yes, after nothing survives out of the World Trade Center, folks, there was a passport that just, you know, that was in the pocket of one of the hijackers that crashed into the plane, and it just fluttered down after the crash onto the streets, perfectly intact and not even singed. Company hired to help clean up Ground Zero is Controlled Demolition Experts, Controlled Demolition, Inc. They were the same ones who were involved in, Oklahoma City, of which the contents of the Oklahoma City rubble is still under guard, folks. Can't approach it. Can't touch it. I guess that's for the bereaved people that survived Oklahoma City. FEMA report concludes specifics of World Trade Center 7 fires and how they caused it to collapse remain unknown and call for further investigation. WTC surveillance tapes missing came out of the Fort Wayne Sentinel. Preliminary tests show how steel quality did not contribute to Twin Towers collapse. That was Pittsburgh Live and also the Boston Globe. Fire in a 56-story Venezuelan skyscraper spreads over 26 floors and burns for over 17 hours. But guess what? It doesn't fall down, go boom. World Trade Center Ground Zero workers claim they helped FBI find 3 of the 4 black boxes from planes that struck the World Trade Center, contradicting official accounts that none were ever found. Ah, but I just remember that passport that fluttered to the ground. 1,000 or so feet, folks, and they could find that, but they couldn't find the boxes. Yeah. Pentagon attack. Emergency equipment for Pentagon's emergency plane crash plans were already out of storage for inventory check before Pentagon crash. September 10th. Pentagon medic is on the phone with FBI talking about who has command of their emergency plane crash plan. Hours before the crash, a Pentagon medic was studying disaster plan based on unlikely scenario of a plane crashing into the building. These are just coincidences. Flight 77 is piloted by ex-Navy fighter pilot who worked on anti-terrorism strategies in same area of Pentagon hit by his plane, and a passenger on board is ex-Navy Admiral jet fighter pilot and American Airlines captain who also worked at the Pentagon. Flight 77's radar stops near Ohio-Kentucky border and is the only one of the 4 hijacked planes that wasn't able to be tracked all the way. Multiple fire and medical units dispatched near Pentagon minutes before crash for high-rise apartment fire that was reported out when first responder arrived. Pentagon crash happened right in the middle of the only section being renovated to bolster it against an attack which severely limited damage and loss of life. Rumsfeld announces Pentagon lost track of $2.3 trillion the day before it gets hit. Attacks came near end of fiscal year, and important budget information was located in the damaged area. Large numbers of facilities at Pentagon were civilian accountants, bookkeepers, and budget analysts. Gas station and hotel security cameras recorded Pentagon crash, but the FBI arrived within minutes and confiscated them. Standard operating procedure, folks. It was demonstrated in Oklahoma City. You know, we didn't get to see who showed up with Timmy the McVeigh that day, did we? There's film of it. We're not allowed to see it. And see, you just think about this, folks. If you don't believe that this was an inside job, how better to put it to rest by coming out with all this information that they're sitting on and will bury forever? How better to shoot a wild conspiracy theory right out of the water, folks? Just present the facts. But they can't do it because the facts that they are sitting on would be damning to them. And they know that. That's why they've not come forth. Alleged Flight 77 hijacker pilot was described as a horrible pilot and wasn't on the flight manifest. You know, this is the guy that was only interested in, well, landing a plane and not taking one off. And, you know, that's right. He was one of the guys that were in strip bars. No Muslim of any weight would be involved in a strip bar, either drinking or watching strippers. Okay? Live at Pentagon crash, CNN reporter says there's no evidence a plane crashed anywhere near the building. Well, that's funny. He was on the scene. He'd seen many plane crashes before, but this individual says that there was no plane crash anywhere near the building. How strange. Boy on Flight 77 is lectured by military father about dying, who subsequently takes rare day off from working in same area of the Pentagon that son's plane will later crash into. Student ID on Flight 77 hijacker reportedly found at Pentagon, still able to read his name on it. Pentagon construction workers say on Larry King Live that plane that hit Pentagon had fewer engines than the other 9/11 planes. The Pennsylvania crash, June of 01, a major terrorist exercise, Mall Strike 2001, is conducted in PA County next to the one where Flight 93 crashes. Flight 93 reportedly lands at Cleveland Airport adjacent to NASA Glenn Research Center due to a bomb scare after a man over Flight 93's intercom says a bomb is on board and the plane will be returning to the airport at about the time it is flying over Cleveland. Rumsfeld says Flight 93 was shot down in speech. Oh, but later version of that? No, it wasn't shot down. Anybody knows anything about air crashes? Anybody that knows anything about planes being shot down and how the debris field looks? Yeah, Rummy's right. It was shot down. 94, and this is 1994, U.S. Intel, and this is under the heading of allowing it to happen, U.S. Intel warned a terrorist might attack U.S. using airplanes as weapons, and was warned in 95 of plot to hijack planes and attack the Pentagon and CIA headquarters. CIA had low-level spies inside Al-Qaeda 3 years before attacks. And around here we just refer to the CIA as, well, Al-CIA-da. Five of the alleged 9/11 hijackers received training at secure military bases. January 2000, CIA information about two alleged 9/11 hijackers in San Diego was squelched before reaching the FBI. U.S. agents told to back off bin Laden soon after Bush becomes president. June of 01, convicted terrorists provided U.S. with specific info about terrorist attacks. Some was used in August 6th memo. June of 2001, Department of Defense changes hijacking rules, first time since 1997. July of 2001, suspected 9/11 mastermind receives U.S. visa despite 1996 terrorist indictment. Armed pilots banned 2 months before 9/11. You know, in the LL flights, folks, they carry automatic weapons. Uzis, which, by the way, are manufactured in Israel. You know, if a pilot and a co-pilot are proficient in flying airplanes, they have a high degree of the tendency to deal with stressful situations. And I think if I'm going to trust a pilot with my life and his piloting skills, a lot of these guys are ex-military, so they're familiar with firearms to begin with. I think I would much rather trust a pilot with a firearm than I would an ordinary passenger. But I, for one, folks, you know me and my opinion, and my property, wherever it goes, there it is, and I have the right to protect my property, which is myself, and it shouldn't be, well, you get the reasoning there. August of 01, Israeli security issued urgent warning to CIA of large-scale terrorist attacks. That was in August. August of 01, Taliban warns U.S. of huge attack from bin Laden. August 6, CIA memo titled Bin Laden Determined to Strike U.S. warns Bush of attacks and plane hijackings in the U.S. by OBL. FAA chief received 52 warnings in 6 months' time period before 9/11. All four hijacked planes were well below normal passenger loads, averaging only 27% full. FBI whistleblower says bosses ignored 9/11 warnings. FBI translator Sybil Edmonds, I saw papers that show U.S. knew Al-Qaeda would attack cities with airplanes. And folks, you know, without going into the CIA too much here, there are ways to plant stories. There are ways to make events yet to unfold look credible when they do happen. So this whole thing is being set up. The whole thing is being masterminded out. The disinformation programs are already running. They're spinning at full speed. FBI, 9/11 Commission Chairman, he says attacks were preventable. Ari Fleischer claims the Bush received no warnings about the attacks. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani bans all video and photography at Ground Zero. Now, why would you want to do that? President Bush, General Richard Myers, Condoleezza Rice, Secretary Mineta, and some NORAD officials all deny anybody was aware of the idea that terrorists would use airplanes as weapons. 5 months after 9/11, Pentagon security photos of crash are released, but Pentagon says government didn't officially release them. Bush administration opposes 9/11 investigation. Bush names former Henry Kissinger the head of the 9/11 investigations. Bush names Homeland Security Project co-chair, who has business link to husband of Osama bin Laden's sister, to head 9/11 panel. 9/11 investigations get only $3 million budget and 16-month time frame. Folks, the government can go through $3 million in the time that it takes me to say $3 million. White House refuses to release 900-page September 11th congressional report. 9/11 panel criticizes defense, Justice Department for not cooperating fully, and CIA, FBI for intimidating witnesses. White House, CIA kept key portions of 9/11 report classified dealing with Saudi Arabia and reject Saudi requests to declassify. 9/11 Commission has to interview two of its own members about the attacks. Bush and Speaker Hastert oppose granting more time for 9/11 Commission. Bush administration gags Sybil Edmonds from speaking to 9/11 Commission about attack foreknowledge. Bush Cheney meet together behind closed doors with 9/11 Commission without recorders, stenographer, or being under oath. See, that way they can't be culpable when they lie, because they didn't promise to tell the truth by raising their right hand in affirmation. And God forbid that it would ever put their left hand in a Bible. It might fall off. FAA manager mangled, cut, and destroyed 9/11 tapes. President Bush's phone logs on 9/11 don't even exist. 9/11 report shows much of common wisdom about 9/11 was wrong. Alleged 9/11 mastermind and 10 other Al-Qaeda suspects missing in U.S. custody. That's because they're still alive and well, folks, and they didn't die on the planes they supposedly hijacked. I think that's of some significance, don't you? NORAD takes their 9/11 response timeline off websites after U.S. senator accused them and FAA of lying. Inquiry begins about unreleased 9/11 report about civilian military response timeline and will stay unreleased until after elections. Alleged 9/11 hijacker rented room from FBI informant. FBI covered up that fact. Box cutters weren't allowed, by the way, prior to 9/11 by Airlines Industries. And folks, they had their metal detectors and everything else in there. There's no mistaking a razor blade knife. They all pretty much look the same. One of the 18 PNAC members who urged the U.S. to remove Saddam in 1998, 10 will be in the new Bush administration. September 10th, former President and ex-CIA Director Bush Sr. met with Osama's brother at Carlyle Group meeting in Washington, D.C. And is at the White House the morning of the attacks. Just coincidence, folks. Just ignore that chatter back there. It's just all coincidence. Senator Graham, Representative Goss, and other U.S. Intel Committee members have meeting morning of 9/11 with PACI ISI director, who has authorized $100,000 wire transferred to Mohammed Atta. Elite Israeli military commando who understands Arabic is seated near all the hijackers on Flight 11. Bush twice says he saw the World Trade Center plane crash live on TV at Booker Elementary School. Bush proceeds with scheduled reading event after Rice tells him of a commercial plane hit the World Trade Center. Chief of Staff Andrew Card whispers to Bush about second World Trade Center crash and says America is under attack, and he immediately leaves without seeing if Bush would respond. After being told of the attacks, Bush picks up the book and reads with kids for 11 minutes, and after finishing, takes a few questions from the kids before leaving. And he's just been told that America is under attack. Have you seen the footage of that? We'll be right back, folks.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said the Constitution was about.
By the way, on the Bush speech, Bush gives speech at that school exactly the same time he was scheduled to make the speech the day before. See, it just got bumped up 24 hours. Solicitor General Ted Olson, who has admitted the U.S. government lies and helped stop Florida recount that sealed 2000 Bush win, claims wife Barbara called him collect from Flight 77 twice and is the sole source that hijackers use box cutters. And let's not forget the Israeli spies. And this is where the Israeli connection comes in, folks. A lot of people have speculated that this was totally a Israeli or Mossad operation. It may or may not have been. We're never going to get the truth, especially from the PNAC people that have penetrated the highest levels of our government. Israeli spies caught celebrating while filming themselves with the WTC burning in the background and later arrested and found with box cutters, multiple foreign passports, maps linking them to the attack, explosives detected, and large amounts of cash in their white van. That came from ABC, The Forward, and the Bergen Record. And folks, look at 9/11. Look at who supposedly did this. Look where the United States presence is right now. Oh, that's right, all with Israel's enemies. Gee, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out they had a vested interest in this, does it? September 6, large put options placed on United, American Airlines, Boeing, and some purchases made through bank, which used to be headed by the executive CIA director, Buzzy Krongard. Bush is never evacuated by Secret Service from the school, by the way. Air Force General Myers claims he was never informed about the second World Trade Center crash and only became aware of it about the same time the Pentagon got hit. Former Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu was asked what 9/11 attacks meant in Israeli-U.S. relations, and he replies, "It's very good." Bush administration allows bin Laden family and top Saudi officials to be evacuated from U.S. before general public flight restrictions were lifted. Bush signs Airline Transportation Stabilization Acts, which, if 9/11 victims' families accept, they can't sue airlines or U.S. government for any reason. Rumsfeld says in a magazine interview that the Pentagon was hit by a missile. Bush refers to 9/11 as an interesting day. Madrid bombings happen exactly 911 days after 9/11. That's just coincidence, folks. You can chalk 99% of what I'm telling you. It's just coincidence. These are 150 things that we know about. What about the thousands of things we don't know about yet? In 1998, PNAC calls for the war in Iraq to oust Saddam Hussein, who they say threatens Israel and the world's oil supply. September 2000, PNAC calls to increase U.S. defense budget, but says won't happen absent a catastrophic event like a new Pearl Harbor. September 5th, Rumsfeld asked the Senate to approve new O2 defense budget, which has largest spending increase since the mid-1980s. And that's when we were battling the evil Soviets, right? Now we're battling the evil Al-Qaeda. Council on Foreign Relations member Gary Hart says 9/11 attacks is a chance for Bush to carry out a new world order. Gary Hart, a man after my own heart? No. We'll continue the list after this and get into other information, also take some calls today on the first broadcast out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on, oh, that's right, it's 2006, folks. I'll tell you what, if I have it to do over again, I ain't going to do 2005 again in 2006. 2006 is not going to be a rerun of 2005 or 4 or 3 or 2 or 1, any of that. The time has come for the criminals to go to jail, folks, and to be exposed. We'll take the break. You shortwave listeners, 50-50 for the second hour. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.